Today, what's up with gold? Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to the latest post covering finance and property news with a distinctively Australian flavour. Following a significant run-up through the northern summer, gold appears to have stalled and has been drifting sideways or indeed going lower for nearly a couple of months. Talking to several traders, they have become quite frustrated with this trajectory, as many were convinced the yellow metal would continue to trade higher, partly because of the swathes of expected bad news around trade talks, Brexit and recession, and partly driven by momentum and exuberance. But now the economic news appears a little brighter, as we discussed yesterday, and it looks as if gold has been overbought. Indeed, the S&P 500 has outperformed the gold price, with gold 16.8% up higher, but stocks up 22.8% as at last Friday from the start of the year. Not least because central banks are upping the QE ante, which means stock markets and other assets are likely to rise some more. Thus, the momentum-driven gold investment demand has withered, at least for now. So the question is, of course, is this a temporary breather or something more substantial? What's the likely trajectory of gold ahead? And this is important because a number of retail investors went long on gold in recent months. Could they live to regret it? Now, it's important to understand that the gold price is powered by speculators in gold futures trading and investors who are seeking safety for longer term holds, often cited as a flight to quality. When both speculators and investors pile in at the same time, the price tends to rush higher in a mutually reinforcing manner. But recently, gold futures speculators' bets have become excessively bullish, and now investors are looking elsewhere given the QE mania currently running. Gold futures trading overwhelmingly drives gold's short-term price action for two reasons. Gold futures allow extreme leverage, greatly multiplying their capital's collective impact on gold, and the resulting price happens to be the world's reference one, which heavily colours gold's overall psychology. It's in the news pretty much every day. While most traders buy gold or gold EFTs outright, with each dollar employed exerting the same amount of price pressure on gold, gold futures speculators punch way above their weight, giving them wildly outsized influence on gold prices. Fully margined gold futures speculators can effectively multiply their capital's price impact on gold by, say, 33 times when buying and selling. So each dollar they employ has the same price impetus as $33 invested outright. Running extreme leverage, of course, is hyper-risky, as gold merely moving, say, 3% against a position at 33.3 times leverage will obliterate 100% of the capital risked, and this necessitates an ultra-short-term focus. While investors have time horizons measured in years and perhaps normal speculators in months, gold futures speculators are forced to think in terms of days or weeks at most. Their extreme leverage doesn't give them the luxury of writing multi-month trends. All they really care about is what the gold price is doing and is likely to do in the immediate future. And remember this, no matter what gold does, there are always some traders betting it will fall further. At this point, it's worth reflecting on the news last month that three JP Morgan traders were charged with market manipulation by the US Department of Justice. The unsealed indictment alleges a racketeering conspiracy among one former and two current precious metals traders at JP Morgan. The scheme involved trades of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. From 2008 to 2016, each was charged with one count of racketeering conspiracy, known also as RICO conspiracy, among other federal crimes. They were accused of placing orders they intended to cancel just before execution. These deceptive orders were made to create liquidity and drive prices towards orders they wanted to execute on the opposite side of the market, the Justice Department said. And this illustrates the point I keep making. The gold price is not immune from market manipulation and leverage. In fact, it's perhaps one of the most manipulated markets of all, with traders taking positions and trading on movements continually. And the ratio of total trades in the system is much, much higher than the total amount of gold in existence. Leverage is king. And this is why derivatives are so risky. But for now, demand for gold is easing. US stock markets are hovering near their all-time record highs, and so investors feel little need to diversify their stock-heavy portfolios to mitigate risks because they're not worried about any material stock market sell-offs. Their faith in the beloved support of central banks is intact, at least for now. That's why this recent gold investment demand surge has dissipated. And meantime, speculators with futures contracts will need to sell to close positions to avoid large margin calls. So as long as US stock markets don't plunge, gold investors will flee. And when gold rolls over on the inevitable speculative gold futures selling, which is coming. And there is the potential for more negative feedback if stock investors in particular dump shares faster than gold is being sold, forcing EFT managers to sell gold bullion. Gold's momentum-dependent demand isn't durable. So all this suggests the odds of a further fall ahead is pretty strong. Gold, silver, and the stocks of their miners are going to remain precarious with serious downside risks until that necessary gold futures selling comes to pass. So gold is more like other trades than many would like to think, and it's worth keeping that in mind if you believe that gold is somehow a completely safe haven. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.